Michael Gerhardt is one of four law professors testifying at the House Judiciary Committee's first impeachment hearing. Fox's Jared Halpern is live on Capitol Hill.
Well, the panel of professors are putting evidence President Trump pressured Ukraine to investigate political rivals in the context of how the framers considered the tool of impeachment.
When President Trump invited, indeed demanded, foreign involvement in our upcoming election, he struck at the very heart of what makes this a republic to which we pledge allegiance.
Stanford Law School professor Pamela Carlin says whether or not President Trump succeeded in getting Ukraine to investigate the former vice president doesn't matter. George Washington Law School professor Jonathan Turley, however, has cautioned his colleagues and lawmakers from using anger as grounds for impeachment. Lisa.
And Jared, President Trump calling the probe a hoax during a meeting with Italy's prime minister.
These people, you almost question whether or not they love our country. And that's a very, very serious thing. Do they, in fact, love our country?
Criticizing House Democrats, he's now on his way back from a NATO meeting in London. Years after the first recalls over faulty Takata airbags began, they're still adding cars to the list. Fox's Jeff Manasso has this live.
116,000 older BMW 3 Series cars are being recalled over exploding Takata airbag inflators after the government reports another death and injury in Australia. BMW telling drivers of some 1998 to 2001 3 Series cars not to drive them until a fix is developed. It's all part of a massive recall that spans the auto brand's 24 people killed, hundreds injured worldwide. Takata has since filed for bankruptcy. Lisa.
Thanks, Jeff. America's listening to Fox News.
I'm Nick Sobolewski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I shopped the many highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $27 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 800-597-0315. That's 800-597-0315. 800-597-0315. Or go to SelectQuote.com. Since 1985, we shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
The local leader of the Catholic Church in part of upstate New York resigns over controversy stemming from clergy sex abuse claims.
Bishop Richard Malone stepping down over how he allegedly handled the allegations that concerned members of the cloth under his supervision. Malone stepping down just 2 years shy of the required retirement age of 75. The Vatican recently conducted an investigation into Malone's handling of clergy sex abuse claims, but will not say that that is the reason he left. Pope Francis accepting the resignation, appointing the Bishop of Albany, New York, to take over on a temporary basis. Ken Duffy, Fox News.
SpaceX delaying a delivery to the International Space Station less than an hour before launch today because of dangerous wind gusts at Cape Canaveral and out in the Atlantic, where the company wants to land the brand new booster for its Falcon 9 rocket on a barge offshore so it can be reused. They plan to try again tomorrow. The SpaceX Dragon capsule is loaded with 3 tons of supplies for NASA, including so-called mighty mice for a study on muscle and bone, and barley for a beer malting experiment. A new study finds the nation's largest tech companies pay less in taxes than some might think.
The group Fair Tax Mark has been looking into Silicon Valley's Big Six: Amazon, Facebook, Apple, Netflix, Google and its parent Alphabet, and Microsoft. The study focuses on taxes paid from 2010 through 2019, and it found that these companies paid $100 billion less than what they publicly had said they expected to pay. And researchers say that these companies continued to shift profits through tax havens, like Bermuda and Luxembourg. Google says the report, quote, ignores the reality of today's complicated international tax system and distorts the facts documented in our regulatory filings. Roger Stern, Fox News.
Wall Street right now, the Dow's up 195. I'm Lisa Brady. This is Fox News.
Hi, this is Kevin Wall. Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to your health care? Well, right now is the only time of year you can do anything about it. So make the switch to Liberty HealthShare. As a healthcare sharing ministry, they are not insurance. So you can pick your program, choose your own doctors and hospitals, and choose when you sign up. They have programs for singles, couples, and families, all with no contracts, starting at only $199 per month. Go to libertyhealthshare.org/Kevin Wall. That's libertyhealthshare.org/Kevin Wall.
Roberto's Taco Shop. Real Mexican food you like.
In Las Vegas, no one needs to remind you about Wednesdays at Roberto's Taco Shop. Indeed, it's a $1.29 chicken taco day. Ah, grande, juicy, crunchy taco. Loaded with hot, savory chicken, crispy lettuce, and mounds of cheese. All for just $1.29 each.
Roberto's Taco Shop. Real Mexican food you like.
Oh, yeah. I like what they've done to my Wednesdays.
Washington, D.C. I got a lot of evil there, but we're getting it out step by step. A lot of evil. A lot of bad people. A lot of bad people. A lot of fake media. Look at them. A lot of fake media. Listen up. NBC is perhaps worse than CNN, I have to tell you. And MSNBC is horrible.
Check it out.
It's 1999. I'm on Meet the Press. A show now headed by Sleepy Eyes Chuck Todd. He's a sleeping son of a bitch, I'll tell you.
That sounds awfully harsh. Why can't you be a little more supportive?
Number one, time is running out. Number two, time is running out. Number three, time is running out. Number four,
ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
Fun lovers and truth seekers, you have come to the right place. It's live and local now for a Wednesday, a hump day. That means Chuck Muth, the president of Citizen Outreach, on a gloomy, awful-looking day here in southern Nevada. I know we got a chance of snow in Ely tonight, a couple of inches. We got some nasty weather perhaps in northern Nevada. We'll get to all of that as we move along on this Wednesday. But Chuck Muth joining us, the president of Citizen Outreach. Chuck, how was your Thanksgiving? Did you cook the bird?
Oh, no, that helped make Thanksgiving even better. We actually drove down to Southern California and had Thanksgiving with friends and their family, and everybody else did all the cooking. I got to just sit around and read and watch football.
Oh, that's great. I call it the HIB, the H-I-B, the Holiday Information Bubble. And you don't worry about politics, you don't worry about candidates, you don't worry about nothing.
Yeah, it was definitely a welcome respite, but of course the very next day we got right back in the saddle and rode back off into the battle.
Isn't that the truth? While we were all sucking down turkey and enjoying ourselves, staff on Capitol Hill with the House Judiciary and the House Intelligence Committee were ironing out articles of impeachment. We've got hearings going on right now. Have you even watched any of it? I watched about 10 minutes of it, and I couldn't take it.
Now, is there something going on? I don't know. I've lost complete, total interest in this. It's ridiculous. And I think the American public in general has really come to the conclusion that this is a waste of time and it ought to be ended. Of course, they won't end it. They're, you know, in for a penny, in for a pound, and the Democrats are just killing themselves now with this thing.
Let me just ask you, because you are a great judge of public opinion. You keep your ear to the ground. You look at research. You look at polling. What is it that the Democrats are doing that is turning off America?
Well, it's one of those things where I think the country has finally come to the conclusion that the whole matter is a he said, she said. The Democrats are saying that Trump did A, and Republicans are saying, no, he didn't. And both have arguments on their side, both somewhat flimsy, but either way, it's all based on a perception. There is no definitive proof substantiated that President Trump did what they're claiming that he did, and the Republicans are able to come back and say, no, you know, what you're claiming here isn't true, and here's the proof of why it isn't true. So I think the public has just had it with it because there's no smoking gun there. There isn't any dead body saying, yes, the murder has been committed. It's all just pure perception based on the partisan leanings of the two sides. So I think the public has come to realize that, and they just want to get it over with and move on with more important things.
I know whether it was the Mueller report, the Mueller testimony, you advance now to the 2 weeks of the House Intelligence Committee, their report. And now four academics, constitutional scholars, waxing poetic on this whole impeachment thing. The Democrats keep expecting the needle to move. Is this current round where you're going to have articles of impeachment probably introduced in the next 2 weeks? Is this and they say voted on by December 20th? Is this going to move the needle?
Yeah, I would say the needle is definitely moving. It's just moving in the exact opposite direction of what the Democrats had hoped that it would move. People are moving against going forward with this whole impeachment charade. And even some of the Democrats clearly are starting to come to that conclusion. Most have not said so out loud or publicly, but a few have indicated that voting for an actual impeachment is probably not where they want to go. At best, maybe they should issue a censure of the president. And there are a few cracks in the Democrat mold here in that direction. And I suspect that crack is just going to continue to get bigger and bigger and bigger. As we get closer to Christmas, the public is going to become even more fed up with having to listen to this day in and day out. And I suspect you're going to see a lot more Democrats jumping off the impeachment ship and hoping that they can jump into a censure lifeboat.
And do you think it's possible that Nancy Pelosi won't have 218 or whatever it is votes that she needs?
I think it's possible. At this point, I still think it's unlikely because, for better or worse, whatever else you say about Nancy Pelosi, she has been very good at keeping all of her troops in line and voting together publicly. Now, what's going on behind the scenes is a different story. Again, if you have Democrats, especially those that are in swing districts that President Trump carried in the last election, if they start going to her privately and saying, hey, we don't want to cast this vote for impeachment, switch gears, then Nancy Pelosi is going to have to come up with a politically acceptable way to make that decision and try to keep the really far left crazies, the folks suffering from Trump derangement syndrome in her caucus, to try to keep them appeased and say, look, this is the best you're going to get. Take what you can get and let's move on. And I think there's a possibility that that will happen. Again, I still think it's unlikely because her base, Pelosi's base, is going to go nuts if they don't go all the way through with impeachment. But I think it's still a possibility. Outside it may be, but still, you know, what was the saying in Dumb and Dumber? So you're saying there's a chance?
I got to ask you, because we had Sam Peters in the other day. He was, and he's still running for CD4, and he sounded a lot like you. There just is no there. And that these members of Congress, including Stephen Horsford, need to be doing the work of the American people, and they're not. If you were a political consultant for a sitting member of Congress, how would you play this? Or somebody that's running, do you take the Sam Peters approach, or do you try and distance yourself from the president and impeachment and all of that?
You mean if I were a Democrat?
Yeah, if you were a Democrat political consultant. What would you be telling your candidate to do?
Oh, well, when you look at the polling numbers, and again, we were just talking about the needle moving, and the needle's moving in the opposite direction from where the Democrats in vulnerable districts want it to go, then I would be urging those Democrats in those swing districts to be privately going to Nancy Pelosi and saying, hey, you got to get us out of this. You got us into it. Now you have to get us out of it. We don't want to cast this vote for impeachment. And if enough of them go to Nancy Pelosi privately and she comes to the conclusion that she does not have the votes to impeach, then she's going to have to say, I got to find another way out. We got to go to plan, what are we up to, C, D, E, or
yeah,
F?
Yeah.
we're going to have to go in a different direction. So that's what I would encourage these Democrat consultants to urge their candidates in swing districts to do, is to really put the pressure on Pelosi. And to a certain point, I mean, I use the word threat, but in a way, you almost have to threaten and say, look, if you go forward with this, we're not with you. We're going to vote against you. And if enough of them do that and the numbers just aren't there, this all becomes a counting game. If she can't get the 218, then she's going to have to find another way to go. She cannot risk losing both an impeachment and a censure by not keeping her troops in line.
And by the way, there's 31 districts that Trump won. And most of these Democrats that won, they won on the basis of promising, hey, I'm not hell-bent on impeachment. I want to do the work of the American people, and that means infrastructure and drug prices, blah, 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 blah. And these are the ones that have to find a way to vote. Well, they need to find a way to vote no, but they probably are going to be voting yes.
Yeah, I'd say unless Pelosi gives them the cover that they need by yanking this impeachment vote out from the House, they're going to be stuck with it. And you hit the nail on the head, Kevin. If I were a consultant for a Republican candidate running and challenging those incumbent Democrats, I'd be pulling up. I'd be doing the opposition research right now if I haven't done it already, pulling up every quote where they said, I'm not focused on impeachment. I want to do the people's business. This isn't a big issue for me. We need to reach across the aisle. We need to work together. I'd be pulling up all of those quotes and have them ready to go and throw right in their face as soon as this impeachment vote is taken.
More with Chuck Muth, the president of Citizen Outreach. We're going to be talking about something he's been writing a lot about, and that's judges and why they are important, why you need to know about judges that will be on the ballot. We'll do that and a whole lot more coming up. Live and local now. Here's a question for you. How much is bad credit costing you? Hey, Kevin Wall here. Are you tired of having bad credit? Listen up. You don't have to live with it anymore. In 90 days, you can repair your credit and repair your life. Call my friends at Sterling Credit Group, 833-91-LEND-1. Within 90 days, they'll drastically improve your credit and make you credit worthy. And they back that up with a 100% money-back guarantee. Hey, let's face it. The credit repair industry has many untrustworthy people, but these guys you can trust. So if you need to repair your credit, or if you're a realtor, sell insurance, or you work for a mortgage company and your clients need a better credit score, call Sterling Credit, 833-91-LEND-1. That's Sterling Credit, 833-91-LEND-1. 833-91-LEND-1, or visit them at sterlingcreditgroup.net/fitnessfinance.
What if you could heal 5 times faster? Imagine all the things you could do. At PIBCOA, the Pain, Injury, and Brain Centers of America, we have technology that has only been used by professional athletes, but now we've made it available to you. My name is Summer, and I am so honored to own the first clinic of this kind in the great state of Nevada. Every day, we're helping people in our new Las Vegas clinic heal from nerve and bone injuries, back pain, arthritis, lupus, concussions, depression, addiction, and the list goes on. Stop managing your pain or illness and start healing from them today. The best part, we do not prescribe drugs or any addictive painkillers. Our non-drug and non-invasive treatments can help you feel better than ever before. Take advantage of our November special. All Kevin Wall listeners will receive half-price treatments. Call us now at 702-546-8767. That's 702-546-8767 to start healing today.
Health insurance open enrollment is finally here. Are you ready? Hey, Kevin Wall here. There are several key changes to be aware of this year. Don't miss your chance to get the guidance you need and the peace of mind you deserve. Are you worried you won't be able to find an affordable quality health plan? Worried you won't be able to keep your doctor? Do you currently have a marketplace plan with financial assistance? Or are you curious if you qualify? Let my friend Pat Casale and his team at the MultiCare Group provide you with a free personalized evaluation. They're contracted with every insurance insurance carrier in the marketplace to ensure you have access to the best plan for you. Call 702-396-9449 for your free evaluation. Open enrollment for individuals and families closes on December 15th. Open enrollment for Medicare closes on December 7th. Once the deadline's hit, your door to a qualified health plan will close. So call Pat Casale at the MultiCare Group right now. 702-396-9449. That's 702-396-9449.
Hi, this is Chelsea Torres, Communications Director with Laborers Union Local 872. Laborers Local 872 is a construction union that strives to obtain more job opportunities for workers and employers. Local 872 is involved in issues that affect our daily lives, from creating good jobs to providing skilled job training, protecting health care, negotiating livable wages, ensuring safe job sites, providing safe neighborhoods for families, and honoring veterans and retirees. Laborers build everything you see on the Las Vegas Strip, from skyscrapers to casinos to stadiums. Laborers work in the tunnels and on the highways. We remediate buildings and make them safe by removing hazardous materials like asbestos and lead. With a legacy of hard work and getting things done, laborers are skilled, productive, proud, and diverse men and women who are building a stronger Nevada. Local 872 loves the Southern Nevada community, and we look forward to continuing to build a better future for all of us. Vegas strong, union proud.
790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
This hour of Live and Local Now, brought to you in part by Ichabod's Lounge, featuring old-school Vegas atmosphere. It's one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas with the best promotions and amazing cash giveaways and payouts. Ichabod's, you may run into me, you may run into Chuck Muth. Vintage Vegas Dining, Gaming Lounge, and Piano Bar on East Flamingo at Pecos. Chuck, I know you've been writing a lot recently in your Muth's Truths about judges. Explain why judges are so important, and how is it that we don't know much about them?
Well, I think if you start and look at the national level and what has been going on since President Trump was elected, I think everyone can readily understand how important judges are as the third branch of government. It seems like almost every time you read about a judicial decision that has gone against the Trump administration on one of his executive orders or something else that they've tried to do, the decision has almost always been rendered by a judge who was appointed by Barack Obama or even dating all the way back to Bill Clinton, which is why a year or two ago, I think, President Trump referred to one of the judges in one of those cases as an Obama judge, which really set off Chief Justice John Roberts, who said, there aren't Trump judges, there aren't Obama judges, there aren't Bush judges, there aren't Clinton judges. But when you look at the decisions, clearly, the person who appointed them and their philosophical views permeate into the judicial branch of government. So, yes, judges are extremely important, at the federal level. Now, when you get down to the state level here, they may not be of national scope, but they're very important and do affect the daily lives of Nevadans. And in this state, unlike in Washington, D.C., judges, we all as voters, get to elect the people who are going to be judges rather than having them appointed by the governor. And that's important, that the voters be an informed voter when they go into the ballot box. And at this point, I mean, it's one of the biggest problems that we have here, is that I think, if I remember correctly, there's 52 judicial candidates that are going to be on the ballot next year in Clark County, and we have almost no information, no reliable information whatsoever, to make a determination as to whether or not the judge, the incumbent judge, should be retained or whether or not that incumbent judge should be replaced with someone else. And the Review Journal has attempted to do the voting public a service by issuing a series of ratings in a series that they did a week ago, and unfortunately, I commend them for the effort, but the process they used was just terribly flawed, and I've been breaking that down. As a matter of fact, the fifth and final part of that will go out a little bit later this morning, Kevin, after we get off the air.
I know that there are various groups. You mentioned the RJ, Veterans and Politics. Different groups have done forums where they bring every judge that wants to, and they come and they make their spiel, and then they either get an endorsement or they don't get an endorsement. But for John Q. Public, what is the best way to find out more about these judges who are so vitally important?
Well, there isn't a best way. That's the problem. First of all, most importantly, you can't get the information from the judges themselves. They're bound by a different set of rules from candidates running for every other office on the ballot. They're very restricted in what they can say and can't say without violating the Judicial Code of Ethics. So they're unable to. As a matter of fact, in 2018, Judge Jerry Tao was running for the Supreme Court, and he was criticized for complaining about the fact that if his opponent was elected, it would result in a liberal tilting of the Nevada State Supreme Court, you know, tilting to the left side. And they criticized him for that, saying that was a violation of judicial ethics. He nothing ever came of it, but it was still a criticism. So these judges are very, very guarded when they're out at these forums and on the campaign trail and what they say and don't say as far as what their judicial views would be. What you need is something like what we have at the national level. The Federalist Society rates judges based on what they have, from their investigations, whether or not they are a constitutionalist or whether they take a living document view of the Constitution. And you can pretty well rely on their recommendations on whether a judge is good or bad. On the left, you've got something similar. I think the Bar Association, everyone now knows, is not a conservative organization. It's a liberal organization, and they oppose conservative constitutionalist judges. We don't have something like that here in Nevada, and I wish we did, where you could actually judge a judge based on their view of the interpretation of the Constitution and the law from a philosophical standpoint.
Well, I get asked all the time, especially as we get close to election time, hey, Kev, you know the inside. Which of these judges are the conservative ones and which are the liberal ones? Which are the Democrats? Which are the Republicans? Why not politicize judicial elections so that people will know if they're voting for a Democrat or a Republican or if they're voting for a conservative or a liberal?
Well, I think they should. I'm with you. Unfortunately, a lot of judges who previously, before they got on the bench or before they decided to run for judge, they may have been registered Democrat or Republican, and at least that gives the voters somewhat of a weather vane of what their philosophy is on the proper role of government. Doesn't necessarily translate to interpreting the law. I mean, you can have Democrats who are very good judges, and you can have Republicans that are very good judges, and vice versa. But at least it does give the voters something of an idea of what their judicial philosophy is. Unfortunately, again, a lot of these judges switched their voting registration to nonpartisan as they're running for a nonpartisan race, and so the voters are left with essentially nothing. I do the same thing you do, Kevin, I'm sure. There are lawyers who I know who share my philosophy of the proper role of government and judicial philosophy, and I have to go to them and ask for their opinions, and I base a lot of my voting decisions on what I hear from those lawyers who I know think generally the same way that I think.
Well, it's going to be fascinating to see. Is this going to be your fifth installment or is this number six?
Today will be number five and should be the conclusion unless something else comes up that I feel we need to add to it.
In about 10 seconds, if folks want to check it out, where do they go?
Go to Muth's Truths, MUTHSTRUTHS, MuthsTruths.com. And you can sign up for the newsletter, and all five are already posted there.
Chuck, have a great one. We'll talk with you again next week.
You got it, Kevin. Thank you.
There you go. Chuck Muth joining us, the president of Citizen Outreach. Why is Devin Nunes suing CNN for $435 million? That and more coming up. Live and local, now.
But when the tax man comes to the door,
I'm Trish Regan, and this is the Fox Business Report. The major averages are higher in afternoon trading as investors are becoming more hopeful that the U.S. and China are making trade deal progress. Among the gainers today, tech and industrials. And some turmoil at Expedia. Its chief executive and head of finance were both forced to resign, this after clashing with its board of directors over the direction of the travel company. Shares of Expedia are soaring on the news of the shakeup. And in the green space, Ford and McDonald's are teaming up to make car parts out of coffee byproducts. The collaboration marking the latest effort by both companies in furthering their sustainability goals. Ford will be using the husk of the coffee bean that comes off during roasting and is typically tossed to manufacture select car parts like headlamp housings and other interior and underhood components. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Hilary Barsky, invested in you.
This is a Fox News alert. I'm Lillian Wu. The impeachability of President Trump's actions, the focus of the first House Judiciary Committee impeachment hearings. Professor Pamela Karlan telling lawmakers without an investigation.
What you're saying is it's fine to go ahead and do this again.
Jonathan Turley of George Washington University testifying that even though he's not a supporter of President Trump, he has questions about the Democratic case.
President Trump will not be our last president. And what we leave in the wake of this scandal will shape our democracy for generations to come.
And President Trump wrapping up a NATO visit to the UK. He had some harsh words for his Canadian counterpart, Justin Trudeau, who was caught on camera gossiping about the president.
Well, he's two-faced.
Trudeau said he wasn't concerned about his hot mic comments impacting the U.S.-Canadian relationship.
Fox's John Decker. America's listening to Fox News.
I'm Neil Cavuto from Fox Business. In high school, I managed a fast food restaurant. I saw the power of business and the importance of making your money work for you.
I'm Liz Clayman. In life, it's not just how you invest, it's for whom you're investing. We care about your success and we want to be a part of it.
I'm Charles Payne. I go way beyond the headlines to help you through the markets every single day. It's all about investing in your future, your American dream.
Fox Business.
Invested in you.
It's the holiday season, and it's the perfect time to give that Fox News fan in your life the greatest gift of all, exclusive Fox News gear. Go to shop.foxnews.com and use code radio at checkout for free shipping on your first order. Fox News hats, t-shirts, mugs, jackets, travel mugs, and so much more. That's shop.foxnews.com, and be sure to use code radio at checkout for free shipping on your first order. Happy holidays from Fox News Channel.
Hiring people is probably the worst part of my job. It's such a hassle, the searching, the sorting through resumes. Most people don't have the right experience.
We started using ZipRecruiter about 3 months ago. Right from the start, you could tell it was going to make hiring a lot easier. One click and my job was posted to 100 plus job boards, all the top sites.
All of the candidates came to my dashboard, and it's easy to compare them. Thumbs up if I liked them, thumbs down if I didn't. No emails and attachments, printing up docs, phone calls, none of that.
And I couldn't believe the number of great applicants we got. I had the person we needed within 1 week. I don't know how we hired before ZipRecruiter.
Whether you're looking to fill one position or 20, find the best candidates with ZipRecruiter, where your job is just one click away from 100 plus job sites. ZipRecruiter, the fastest way to hire. And right now you can try ZipRecruiter free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/radio offer. That's ZipRecruiter.com/radio offer. ZipRecruiter.com/radio offer.
You don't have to deliver 15 tons of food to the hungry.
You can start with 10 ounces.
You don't have to dedicate your life to saving lives.
Just dedicate 15 minutes.
You don't need to provide guidance to 5,000 young men and women.
Just one will do.
You don't have to build a school in an impoverished area to change a child's life.
Just spend an hour a week reading at one.
The men and women of America's Navy do some amazing things to make the world a better place. But then again, so can millions of everyday Americans right in their own backyards. Brought to you by America's Navy.
790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
Of Live and Local Now, brought to you in part by PIPCOA, the Pain Injury Brain Center of America, now open in Las Vegas. At PIPCOA, they treat your chronic pain without addictive drugs and with non-invasive pain-free therapy. Now, I suffered from my own chronic pain for about 7 or 8 months due to an impingement of my left rotator cuff. I tried cortisone shots, painful physical therapy. I had x-rays. I had MRIs. Nothing worked. Then a friend suggested I contact PIPCOA, and after just 6-hour-long pain-free treatments, the pain in my shoulder has gone away. In fact, I've canceled my scheduled shoulder surgery. The surgeon was so sad. Oh, you don't have to live with chronic pain. Make that pain go away. Call PIPCOA right now. Summer is waiting to answer all your questions. No, it doesn't matter why you've got the chronic pain. If you've got chronic pain, make the call now, 702-546-8767. That number again, I'm going to read it slowly, 702-546-8767. It's PIPCOA, the Pain Injury Brain Center of America. This was amazing news late last night, as we learned that a member of the House of Representatives, a Republican, the ranking member on the House Intelligence Committee, Adam Schiff is the chairman, Devin Nunes is the ranking member. He is filing suit against CNN for $435 million, almost half a billion dollars. Incredible. Defamation. Why exactly is Devin Nunes going to the trouble of filing a lawsuit against CNN? He'll tell you in his own words. He was on last night with Sean Hannity.
I'm concerned about lowering impeachment standards to fit a paucity of evidence and an abundance of anger. I believe this impeachment not only fails to satisfy the standard of past impeachments, but would create a dangerous precedent for future impeachments.
Congressman Devin Nunes, he is taking action, filing a bombshell defamation lawsuit against CNN after they published an alleged false story about Nunes traveling to Vienna to dig up dirt on quid pro quo Joe. Now, today's filing is explosive and exposes just how wrong CNN got this and just how low they will sink to try and smear a duly elected member of Congress. And, of course, the congenital liar, Adam Schiff, is not only continuing to steer Democrats off the impeachment cliff, but he's apparently promoting the smear effort as well, alleging that call logs showed Devin Nunes was working with Rudy Giuliani to dig up dirt on Trump's opponents in Ukraine. All right, here to get into all the details of all of this is Congressman Devin Nunes. All right, let's first start with the lawsuit. You ever traveled to Vienna, Congressman?
I've been in Vienna, but I wasn't there in 2018 when they said that I was there. So that's their problem.
Let's talk about the specifics of what they got wrong. And here's the other question. Did they do any due diligence? Did they ever ask you or your office?
Well, look, here's my rule with CNN for the last 2.5 years. And most of the mainstream media, everyone in the Capitol here, they know it. Until they retract their fake news stories about, you know, me being under investigation, me doing midnight runs to the White House, I've told them, until you retract, I'm not acknowledging any question that you give to me in this lifetime or the next lifetime. So they know that I don't respond to any questions. I don't even acknowledge questions, right? But when they said that I was in Vienna, I was actually in Benghazi. I was the first member of Congress to be back in Benghazi since after the attacks, meeting with General Haftar. Then I went from there to Malta to actually participate in a repatriation ceremony because we found a soldier that was in the Mediterranean. We had the remains of the soldier so that he could be loaded back up on a plane and shipped back to the United States. I was not meeting with Ukrainians in Vienna in December of 2018. It wouldn't have been hard to prove. And I think the bigger point here, Sean, is that they shouldn't be listening to somebody who's been indicted. Okay? It's really, really bad on their part. It's reckless. It's clearly reckless. And look, it's been 10 days. This story came out 10 days ago. I was very clear. I said it was demonstrably false. I think that's a clear definition that I was denying it. They didn't correct the record. I went on your show and said a week ago and said that I was going to be working all week to get all the facts to present them in federal court. So look, I'm ready to meet with CNN tomorrow. They can put all the facts on the table. I'll put all my facts on the table, and we need to go to a jury trial and let a jury decide whether or not what's been done here is appropriate, because it's clear to me CNN has had an axe to grind. I mean, how many times have you seen it? Sean, you've seen it. Your viewers have seen it. CNN chasing me around in the Capitol. CNN chasing me around back in my district in California. Always with smears, always with lies, always with fake news. It just happens that this time they went way overboard, and I'm not going to take it anymore.
That's Devin Nunes, who I hope Devin Nunes gets his day in court, where you can actually put people under oath. And how do they come up with a story like this and blame Devin Nunes? We'll see how this plays out. Now, while the House Judiciary Committee is doing its thing, the House Intelligence Committee has offloaded on the Judiciary Committee this 300-page report. The Republicans did a 123-page rebuttal. And it all involves around impeachment. But I want you to listen to Adam Schiff. This is Cut 7. This is Adam Schiff on with Anderson Cooper, very comfortable with the release of his House Intelligence Report, the report on the Trump impeachment. This was Adam Schiff last night on with Anderson Cooper.
Chairman Schiff, do you worry that you will have a lot to answer for? Because, I mean, this report, for the first time, lays out a case against the president, accusing him of obstructing the impeachment investigation.
Well, I think the president is really the one who has a lot to answer for. And as we laid out in this report, the evidence is quite overwhelming that the president of the United States used the power of his office, $400 million of taxpayer military assistance to help an ally fighting the Russians, as well as a desperately sought meeting in the White House, to coerce an ally into doing his political dirty work, to doing these investigations that he thought would help his reelection. The president will have to answer for that, and we will have to decide here in Congress whether this is what the founders had in mind when they provided a remedy to a president that is violating the public trust and endangering the national security.
Today, in your press statement, you had a very stark message to your Republican colleagues, essentially that if they're willing to let President Trump stonewall Congress like this, not giving documents from the White House, the Office of Management and Budget, or the State Department, that would fundamentally alter the balance of power between the branches of government for the worse. Basically, in the future, if there's a Democratic president, I mean, this could backfire on the Republicans.
Well, without a doubt. And I think they need to think long and hard about this precedent that they would set if they're willing to say or do as Mick Mulvaney suggested, and just get used to it. Just get used to a president saying, I will not honor a single congressional subpoena, and I particularly won't honor them if they're investigating wrongdoing or misconduct, malfeasance, even impeachment-worthy misconduct. If the Republicans are prepared to take that position, then they are inviting abuse from a president of either party. And this is a danger that the founding fathers warned us about, which is an excess of factionalism. Factions are what they called the political parties. And here, if because of an allegiance to the party or the person of the president, they're going to betray their oath, they may very well rue the day that they did.
The phone records, which were revealed in this, new details revealed, showing Devin Nunes, the ranking member on the House committee, allegedly having phone conversations with Lev Parnas. When did you become aware of these phone calls? I mean, did you know during the hearings that these had occurred?
I can't go into specifics about when we acquired certain records, but we have known for some time of these contacts, and obviously They are concerning. We know that, in the words of Dr. Hill, the president was having people do a domestic political errand for him, that errand being chasing dirt on Joe Biden, using the power of his office and taxpayer resources to try to coerce Ukraine into doing that. If there were members of Congress that were also part of that domestic political errand for the president and using taxpayer resources to accomplish it, that's a problem. Now, our focus is on the president's conduct and those who were helping, assisting, and enabling the president in his abuse of his office and violation of the public trust. But if there are members of Congress that are engaged in like conduct, that's a serious problem as well.
That is Adam Schiff. And he's got, in fact, he says the House Intelligence Committee is not done investigating, believe it or not. They apparently still have a lot of questions to be answered. In fact, I've got a question for you. Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to your health care? Right now is the only time of year that you can actually do anything about it. So make the switch. In fact, do it today to Liberty HealthShare. As a healthcare sharing ministry, they are not insurance, so you can pick your program, choose your own doctors and hospitals, and choose when you sign up. Now, they have programs for singles, for couples, for families, all with no contracts and starting at only $199 per month. Do this right now. Go to libertyhealthshare.org/Kevin Wall. That's libertyhealthshare.org/Kevin Wall. Take a quick break. Coming up, more on the Schiff Report. Yeah, and does it make any sense? Is it going to move the needle? The answer appears to be no. And if anything, it's moving the needle in the opposite direction, against impeachment. We'll get to that and more coming up. Live and local now. Many of us live every day with chronic pain. Hey, Kevin Wall here. If you suffer from chronic pain, you need to do something about it now. I'm here to tell you about PIPCOA, the Pain Injury and Brain Centers of America, now open in Las Vegas. At PIPCOA, they treat chronic pain without addictive drugs and with non-invasive, pain-free therapy that increases healing by 500%. It's this rapid healing that makes the pain go away. Now, this technology has been used by professional athletes for more than 30 years, and now it's available to you. I've been dealing with my own chronic pain from a rotator cuff injury. For many months now, I've tried cortisone shots, painful physical therapy, and nothing has worked. My doctor had me scheduled for arthroscopic surgery, but thankfully, I first discovered PIPCOA. The results have been amazing. After just one treatment, I experienced immediate pain relief. Make your pain go away. Call PIPCOA 702-546-8767 or stop by their Las Vegas office at 7390 West Sahara Avenue. That's 702-546-8767.
How well did your lawmaker represent your interests in the last legislative session? I'm John Sarpalis, president of Nevada Policy Research Institute. Nevada Policy just released our legislative review and report card, giving taxpayers, parents, and activists a real look into what happened behind the closed doors in the last legislative session. In addition to scoring lawmakers on their overall voting record, the report card ranks lawmakers on individual policy areas, taking into account their actions behind the scenes, as well as their votes. Nevada Policy's put together an incredible, in-depth look at which lawmakers, regardless of their overall score, truly fought for taxpayers' interests in Carson City. And you might just be surprised by some of the results. Visit NevadaPolicy.org to download your digital copy of the 2019 Legislative Review and Report Card. That's NevadaPolicy.org. This Nevada Policy Update has been brought to you in partnership with the Nevada Trucking Association.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. A few months ago, a friend invited me for a Tuesday evening of fun at Ichabod's Lounge. Ichabod's isn't in my neighborhood, and yeah, I had to drive an extra 10 minutes, but boy, am I glad I did. What I didn't know at the time was that Ichabod's has been there for 31 years and family-owned for 19 years. It's one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas with the best promotions and amazing monthly cash giveaways and payouts. As they say at Ichabod's, we manage with generosity. Ichabod's features incredible menu items, including steaks, seafood, burgers, pasta, and five daily specials. And their kitchen's open 24 hours for you late-night foodies. And I just love Ichabod's old-school Vegas atmosphere. When everybody else is cutting back, Ichabod's continues to super-serve its customers. Check out their nightly entertainment at the Piano Bar from 6:30 to 10:30. You want to win? You want to have fun? Then I'll see you at Ichabod's Vintage Vegas Dining, Gaming Lounge, and Piano Bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
Hello, this is Jared Fisher. I'm a business owner, community thought leader, and I ran for governor in 2018. As the owner of Las Vegas Cyclery and Escape Adventures, I know the importance of exercise and spending time in the outdoors. And I know the amazing outdoor experiences we have in Nevada. Las Vegas Cyclery has kids bikes, affordable hybrid mountain bikes, and gift cards. We also have a wide variety of the latest e-bikes, which allows anyone to ride a bike, especially for those who want to ride a bike again but have some limitations. For more information, visit LasVegasCyclery.com. We're located at 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215. Our phone number is 702-596-2953. And for those of you who are interested in a more extended outdoor experience, visit escapeadventures.com for gift cards and a one-of-a-kind outdoor adventure. Escapeadventures.com.
790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
The president wrapping things up in London and the NATO conference. He has been very vocal. In fact, he's been incredibly vocal about the, simply put, this whole impeachment thing. And one of the things I love, let's go to cut two if we can. This is Sean Hannity last night on Fox News Channel. Agreeing with President Trump when it comes to Adam Schiff. This is going to be fascinating. This is Sean Hannity last night on the Fox News Channel.
I think Adam Schiff is a deranged human being. I think he grew up with a complex for lots of reasons that are obvious. I think he's a very sick man, and he lies. Adam Schiff made up my conversation with the president of Ukraine. This guy is sick. He made up the conversation. He lied. If he didn't do that in the halls of Congress, he'd be thrown in a jail. But he did it in the halls of Congress, and he's given immunity. This is a sick person. He's a liar.
The deranged human being has now submitted his steaming pile of findings to the Judiciary Committee. Oh, yeah. Then we got Know-Nothing Nadler. He's going to attempt to rush the impeachment sham across the finish line and get it done before Christmas. Now, like it or not, Nadler's planning on jamming impeachment down all of our throats. They don't care about the country. They've done nothing for us for 3 years except hate on Donald Trump. Investigate Donald Trump. Tell us how bad Donald Trump is. Trump, Russia, Trump, Russia, Trump, Ukraine. Impeach, impeach, impeach. Lies, lies, lies. Stormy, stormy. S-hole, S-hole. Same garbage. No evidence. Four investigations. No Trump, Russia collusion. Nadler should have the votes to do pretty much whatever he wants in the House. What you're seeing are major political ramifications. Believe it or not, look at this report from the Examiner. Some believe Nadler is even more unlikable than Schiff. You got the Schiff show, and now you got the Schiff show with a guy that's more hated than him. And President Trump already surging in the polls. Support for impeachment is on a steady, rapid decline, and sources now telling Fox News that an impeachment vote won't happen before Christmas because of complex issues like Pelosi doesn't have the votes, and now Democrats are having a really hard time staying focused. Look at this, Washington Post reporting. Some lawmakers are trying to expand the impeachment articles. They even want to revisit Russia, Russia, Russia. Four investigations. Let's go back to that one. They have lost touch with reality, logic, reason, common sense. They bifurcated their brains. We actually do have a quid pro quo. You're not getting the $1 billion unless you fire the prosecutor that I've been told is investigating my zero experience son that Ukraine oil company's paying millions. There you go. But they have to shut that part of their brain off, just like they shut the part of their brain off about the Hillary bought and paid for Russian dossier. But the good news is, and this is the only good news, in 336 days, you, we, the people of this country, you get to shock the world again. We get to do it one more time. 2016. Remember their faces? President Donald J. Trump, now president-elect. Imagine that. CNN, fake news, MSDNC, fake news, conspiracy theories. We now project that Donald J. Trump has been reelected the 45th president of the United States. Is that not worth the price of admission? That would be marvelous.
I love that. I love that. The last word this hour, and we're going to get to Jim Yoder and Cassie Smedley from the RNC coming up in our next hour. But the last word in this hour is going to go to Devin Nunes. His reaction to Adam Schiff's allegations of phone calls with Lev Parnas and Rudy Giuliani. Listen to this.
What about the reports tonight that are just breaking that reveal multiple calls between you, this guy Parnas, and Rudy Giuliani? My sources are telling me that three of the four so-called calls were apparently to just Giuliani and maybe on Parnas's phone in under a minute. Is that true?
Well, it's even better than that. First of all, you have to remember the House Intelligence Committee, we are the oversight committee. We have Americans and foreigners contact us every single day with information. We take that information, you know, we see them somewhere, we listen, we say, hey, can you get this to the appropriate lawyer or staff member on the committee? The fact that I know Rudy Giuliani, I've known Rudy Giuliani a long time. And during that time, if you remember, that was right when Robert Mueller completely bombed and flamed out. So I remember talking to Rudy Giuliani, and we were actually laughing about how Mueller bombed out. So, you know, I don't know, maybe they have the recordings of my phone calls with Rudy Giuliani. They're welcome to play them, because everything I spoke with Rudy Giuliani about is nothing that I wouldn't care if the American people found out. But the fact that the Democrats are using this once again, what are they doing? They're lying. They could have told CNN that I wasn't in Vienna. They had the records. They wanted that story to be printed.
Did you ever talk to this guy, Les Parnas, or whoever his name is?
You know, it's possible, but I haven't gone through all my phone records. I don't really recall that name. You know, I remember the name now because he's been indicted. But why would CNN rely on somebody like this? You know, and I'll go back and check all my records, but it seems very unlikely that I would be taking calls from random people. You know, like I said, we have a process, standard operating procedure. You call my office, or you call me, or you see me out on the street. I will do my job and do my duty. I'll take your information. I'll get it to the appropriate staff person or the appropriate agency in that matter. And I will tell you this, that, you know, anything that we have from Parnas and his lawyers, whatever game they're up to, we're going to work directly with the Justice Department to make sure that these guys aren't just trying to obstruct justice, to obstruct our congressional investigation, or to lie to Congress. I can guarantee you that. I don't know what these guys are up to, but the long arm of the law is going to catch them.
I love that. Devin Nunes, I think when all is said and done, when his $435 million lawsuit against CNN is finally heard or settled, I think it will turn out that Devin Nunes is a patriot. I really honestly do. And by the way, why can't he talk to Rudy Giuliani, the personal attorney for the president, or Lev Parnas, or anybody? It's a free country, last time I checked. Do we have the secret police now listening into phone calls? Is that what it's going to be? Anyway, stick around. We got a lot to do. Coming up, our eyes and ears in the Coachella Valley. Jim Yoder will join us from beautiful Indian Wells. I hope the weather is better in Indian Wells today than it is here in southern Nevada, or even in the rurals or northern Nevada. I guess more snow coming up tonight. Is that right? Here in southern Nevada, we've had kind of a droopy, rainy early Wednesday. Yeah. Stick around. More to do as we continue. My name is Kevin Wall. The program live and local now.
Congressman Horsford has us headed in the wrong direction, where criminal illegal immigrants get to stay and our borders remain unsecure. I am Sam Peters, the only Republican candidate who can defeat Horsford. I proudly served in the military for 20 years and earned a Bronze Star in Afghanistan. I'm devoted to family and am a small business owner. I'm the only candidate who supports building the wall, opposes sanctuary cities, and supports a balanced budget amendment. Please join me in this important campaign by going to sampetersforcongress.com. That's sampeters4congress.com. I approve this message.
Paid for by committee to elect Sam Peters.
Hi, this is Kevin Wall. Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to your health care? Well, right now is the only time of year you can do anything about it. So make the switch to Liberty HealthShare. As a healthcare sharing ministry, they are not insurance. So you can pick your program, choose your own doctors and hospitals, and choose when you sign up. They have programs for singles, couples, and families, all with no contracts, starting at only $199 per month. Go to libertyhealthshare.org/Kevin Wall. That's libertyhealthshare.org/Kevin Wall.
790 KBET, Winchester, Las Vegas. Talk now.